So we're gonna speak this week about psukim that we have spoken about in the past, but hopefully I saw some new insights into these very famous psukim. And so these few days before Rosh Hashanah, anyway, so always naturally drawn to these psukim that really one senses when one reads these psukim that this is a part of the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to give us a real foundation in how to do tshuva and how to really fix the various aspects of our lives that need fixing. So always drawn to the sukkah. But this year, I saw some new insights that I had not seen in past years. So I wanted to just speak about them. Of course, I'm referring to the psukim at the end of the parasha, the very famous psukim of Ki Amitzvah Azos. Yeah. Page 593, this mitzvah that I'm commanding you today, it's not wondrous from you, it's not too wondrous, it's not far. It's not in the heavens that one would be able to say, who's going to go up to the heavens and get it from us? It's not beyond the ocean, it's not so far away. Lamar, who's going to cross the ocean? Me, I will learn to live right. Yavin Kichela, Yashmin, Osevan Asena. Ki Karo, Veilecha, Adavar Mod. Rather, the thing is very close to you, Beficha, in your mouth, Uvulvavcha, in your heart, La'aso, so, to do it. So, it's well known that there's a discussion about Ki Amitzvah Azos as to what mitzvah we're referring to. The Ramban, in the first source that we have on the sheet here, Vatam Ki Amitzvah Azos, he begins by saying, Al kol ha-Torah kula. That's his first pshat. Just says it in four words, that this pasuk is referring to the entirety of Torah. And then he says, but he thinks the more correct pshat is that it's just talking about the mitzvah of tshuva. Ki al kol ha-Torah yomar le'el kol ha-mitzvah shenochi mitzavcha ha-yom. Aval ha-mitzvah hazos, Allah tshuva haniskeres. It's a reference to tshuva, and the pasuk is trying to teach us how easy it is to do tshuva. We think tshuva is a difficult thing, and in some aspects it is a difficult thing, but the Ramban is saying that Noah HaKadosh Baruch is trying to give us encouragement here that tshuva is really something easy to do. What I'd like to focus on, though, is not the second pshat of the Ramban, actually the first pshat of the Ramban. Al kol ha-Torah kula. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos. A little bit strange why the Torah would say ki ha-mitzvah hazos if it's a reference to all 613 mitzvos. But since the Torah doesn't state what mitzvah we're talking about, perhaps that's what drove the Ramban to say, the Torah doesn't state what mitzvah, it means any mitzvah, every mitzvah, ki ha-mitzvah hazos. The mere fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us something, anything, all 613 mitzvos, the Torah is trying to teach us something here about all 630 mitzvos. And the question is, what exactly is the Torah trying to teach us here? We sense from reading the Psukim that this is something crucial. This is something basic. This is something, a foundation. Just from reading the Psukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell us something very profound here. The question is, what is it? And the commentaries throughout the generations have, I don't want to say struggled, but I want to say that they have many, many different ideas of what the fundamentals about Torah. This is just three psukim, right? In shul, it'll be a total of 45 seconds. That'll be it. But in those 45 seconds, the Ribbono Shel Olam is trying to tell us something very, very profound and very, very fundamental about mitzvah observance. So we have to try to figure out what it is. So Rabbeinu Bechayai has the following idea. This is, again, in other places as well. It's not just here. The fichol v'vavcha la'asoso. His kir b'kan shlosha dvarim. So he says the pasuk here refers to three things. Hapeh v'halev v'hamaseh. The pasuk mentions here three things. The mouth and the heart and the action. He's referring to the last words, right? B'ficha Ki karov elecha davar ma'od, thing is very close to you. Beficha, in your mouth. Uvilvavcha, in your heart. La'asoso, to do it. V'hine, kol ha-mitzvos nechlalos b'shlosh ha-chalakim elu. He says, all the mitzvos are divided into these three areas. Ki yesh mitzvos tluyos b'peh. Some mitzvos have to do with speaking. V'yesh tluyos b'lev. Some have to do with the heart. Like maybe avas Hashem, or yiras Hashem, or things of that nature. V'yesh b'maise. And most of them have to do with actions. V'al zeh darshu, razau, and on this our Chachamim made a drasha, al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omeid, the world stands on three things, al ha-Torah, v'al ha-Avodah, v'al gemilus chasadim. The world stands on three things, on Torah, on Avodah, and on gemilus chasadim. So says the Rabbeinu B'chayai, al ha-Torah, zehu b'ficha. The fact that the world stands on the study of Torah, that's referenced, that is hinted at in the word b'ficha. V'al ha-Avodah, when the Torah, the Mishnah states that the world rests upon Avodah, that's one of the foundations of the world. Avodah zu b'lvavcha, because zu Avodah shebelev, like the Gemara says about prayer. The Gemara says about prayer, v'avadatem b'chol levavchem v'chol nafshechem, that ezu hi Avodah shebelev, the Gemara says, what is the service of the heart? To serve Hashem with all of your heart. So what does that mean? So the Gemara says that's a reference to tefillah. That's a reference to prayer. That's not beficha. Beficha means Torah. Al avodah del bavcha val gemilas chasadim zehu la asoso. And on doing good deeds, that is referenced by the word la asoso. And he says something. So Rabbeinu B'chaya says that the Torah here is trying to teach you about the three most crucial, fundamental aspects of mitzvah observance that the world stands upon. And it's important for us to know what the world stands upon, which are the most crucial. If we want to ask ourselves, if we have limited ability to change and to develop, right? We're not going to become Rav Moshe Feinstein by next week, right? We're not going to become the big tzaddikim. We're not going to do that. So perhaps Rabbeinu B'chaya is hinting to us that if a person wants to look at which areas are the most crucial, the most fundamental, and where, if we're talking already about tshuva, kikaro ve'lecha adavar ma'od b'ficha uvilvavcha la'asol so. So the areas that a person should focus on most are the three areas that the world stands upon: the study of Torah, prayer, and doing good deeds. Those are the three things that the world stands upon. And therefore, those are the areas that a person should put his emphasis in. Now, he says something interesting about this, just goes further, it's really not going to be the main focus I want to talk about. Umina yadua ki amitzvos atlius b'lev avoda gedola HaKadosh Baruch Hu min amitzvos atlius b'dibur. Interestingly, he says that the heart, the mitzvos that have to do with the heart, that's the avoda gedola HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that this is well known. I'm not sure if everybody agrees to this, but he says, "Umina yadua ki amitzus atlius b'lev avoda gedola kadosh baruch hu min amitzus atlius b'dibur." It's a greater service. Ulekach amru, it's perhaps more difficult. Ulekach amru posek midivrei Torah lifso kriyishma. He's supposed to stop learning Torah to say kriyishma, which he's saying is avoda shebelev kriyishma, because Kriyishma has a dimension of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, and if you're not Mekabal Ol Malchus Shemayim when you say Kriyishma, so there's no point to Kriyishma. You're not Yotzei the Mitzvah even. The first pasuk. Atlius b'dibur avoda gedola yosim and atlius b'maisa. He says the mitzvahs of dibur are avoda gedola even more than those that have to do with maisa. Wow. Well, lakach amru gedola Torah yosim mikol korbanos kulam. That Torah is considered, the study of Torah is greater than being makriv all the karbanos. Shenemar zos haTorah laol alamincha lachatus lashem lemilu zevach hashlamim. Mipnei zeh hiskir bilvavcha b'emsel chashvus mikul v'iskal asos achrov. So he's saying that if we have a choice of where to put our resources and energies during these last few days. So he suggests there's even a pecking order amongst these three, and he feels that it all starts with first trying to work on the heart. He says that the mitzvahs of the heart, meaning feeling a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, the other mitzvahs of the heart, perhaps Lo Sachmo, the bad desires and things of that nature. He says that's the Avoda Gedola. That's the most difficult Avoda, and that's why that's first. So first, these three things are the main areas you should focus on. And even within these areas, so it's the duties of the heart that a person, it's the biggest avodah, it's the most difficult. Not necessarily that's the easiest to work on first, right? The Chinuch writes, Acher ha-pa'ulos, nemshachas ha-alvavos, first you change the actions, then the hearts will follow. So there may be a difference of how to do it, but these few days before Elul, the first message is that if we want to know the main areas, according to Rabbeinu Bachai, we should be looking at, it's to try to create for ourselves in the coming year more opportunities for the study of Torah. It's to try to work on in the coming year areas of prayer and also Gemilas Chasad. That's number one. Now, in the Chassidish Svarim are replete with the reference here to a different idea, a second idea, and that is that Beficha uvilvavcha la'asoso refer to the three parts that there is to every single mitzvah. The Chassidish Svarim say that every single mitzvah has a dimension, not like Rabbeinu Bechaya says that we're trying to limit us to the Al HaTorah and on Tefillah and on Gemil Sadam. Those are the Torah here is trying to teach us that these are the three pillars that upon which the world resides, and sort of everything else is almost secondary to Torah, Tefillah, Gemil Sadam. But the Chassidish Svarim say no. The Chassidish Svarim point to this pasuk and say, every single mitzvah in the Torah has a dimension of dibur, machshava, and maaseh. Every single mitzvah. Every single mitzvah has a dimension of dibur, machshava, by beficho, uvavcha, la'asoso. So the Chassidish Svarim are replete with the fact that it's not just enough to do the actions of the mitzvahs. And the Torah here is trying to highlight for us that Rachmana Liba Bai, that the Torah in our mitzvos doesn't just want us to be robots plodding through and treading through mitzvah after mitzvah after mitzvah observance, but every mitzvah has with it a dimension of Machshava Dibur Maisa, as I am fond of saying many, many times, from a not-so-Chassidish Sefer, like the Ramban Al HaTorah. Well, maybe one would argue it is a very Chassidish Sefer. The Ramban Al HaTorah, who says, quoted all the time, my Rebbe quotes it all the time, in Parshas Yisro, that the Yisod of all mitzvahs Aseh is Avas Hashem, and the Yisod of all mitzvahs Los Aseh is Yiras Hashem, which means that if a person does a mitzvah and it doesn't affect his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't affect him, he doesn't feel that any relationship changes, he missed the whole point of the mitzvah. Because it's not just the action, it's the relationship that's supposed to change through the action. When a person puts on tefillin, he's supposed to feel that sense of connection, of that Mikamcha Yisrael Goyachad Ba'aretz, right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin and my tefillin, all the themes and the connections, that's the Chassidish Svarim are replete. And that every mitzvah you have to daven for, that's what it says. You have to learn about every mitzvah. Every mitzvah requires a dimension of dibur. You can learn about the mitzvah, right? We talked a few weeks ago, Ben Sorer Umore, Drosh V'Kabel Schar, that when you study the Torah of any mitzvah, there's a dimension of connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu through that, through the learning about mitzvahs, through the performing of mitzvahs, through the thought process, supposed to affect a person's thought. Again, the Chassidish Svarim want to stress over here that it's not just about the dry performance. There has to be a relationship.
Do the Chassidish Svarim base the notion that every mitzvah has three dimensions on the notion that it says mitzvah in the singular?
Right. Exactly right. Ki ha mitzvah hazos, every single mitzvah, exactly right. Asher lo niflase, ki karav elach hadavar mod, every single mitzvah has a dimension. Yes, correct, exactly correct.
Don't you have many mitzvahs that don't have ma'aseh?
Like, right, like Avas Hashem. Like what? Give me an example. The Los Asses. Yeah. Oh, so that is the Maisa, right? The Maisa is abstaining. Good question. The Maisa is abstaining. Or there, the Maisa might be that you have to, you know, convince yourself to do certain things so that you don't do those things, or get yourself involved in doing things. Good question. I don't know. Good question. The Kli Yakar here has a third direction. And the truth is that the main reason I want to focus on this is because I saw a beautiful, beautiful drasha in Rav Asher Weiss's Sefer. I had never seen this Sefer before. I have a lot of the Sefer of Rav Asher Weiss, but over this past summer I saw a small little Sefer of Rav Asher Weiss's drashas on the parsha. Not his long marachas that he has on the five books that he has, the halachic works on the parsha. But he has a small little sefer of drush in the parsha. So far, like every single one has been like mamish a knockout, mamish a home run every single time. And I saw his drush on this pasuk, his own original idea. I thought it was such an unbelievable, beautiful thing. And then I saw it sort of flows. His idea sort of flows from the Kli Yakar. And Herbie said, Rebbe, last year we focused on the Ramban, this year we should focus on the Kli Yakar. That's what Herbie. Did you tell me that, Herbie?
I thought you can't remember.
The Kli Yakar is mamish a precious vessel. I couldn't agree with Herbie more. Again, I don't know if we're going to do the Kli Yakar every single week, but we're going to try to. We're going to. The Kli Yakar is mamish a Kli Yakar. It's really kishmo kainu, mamish a precious vessel of insight into the Chumash. Really amazing, amazing, amazing. I couldn't agree with Herbie more. It happens to be that this week, I saw the Rav Asher Weiss, and the Kli Yakar Mamish, the Kli Yakar heads us in that same direction. So let's take a look at the Kli Yakar. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos lo niflei si mimcha. Va'achakach lo amar mimcha, va'amar stam v'lo rechokahi. So he's analyzing the fact that it says, ki ha-mitzvah hazos lo niflei si mimcha, for lo rechokahi. So he says, Hinei makom itilu faresh parashazu b'shtei drachim. Hein al stam et mitzvos ha-Torah, hein al ha-shuva shehizkil ma'ala. We're just going to focus on his first pshat. That the fact that this parasha is talking about all the mitzvos ha-Torah. Derech rishon, al kol mitzvos ha-Torah, the first derech on all the mitzvos ha-Torah, sheyesh b'chol mitzvos shtei b'chinos. He doesn't go as far as the Hasidish is far. He says that every mitzvah has two aspects to it. Ha'achasi ha'asiya atzma. One is the performance, the strict, halakhic, technical performance of the mitzvah. Lasos ha'mitzvah befoel, to actually perform and do the actual mitzvah. Hashniyai kavanas ha'mitzvah. And the second dimension of the mitzvah is the intention for the mitzvah, lahavin ulahaskil besodos haTorah, asher helim Hashem min haumos, to understand and to experience the deep mysteries of the mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid from the nations of the world. Kemoshen emar, like the pasuk says in Tehillim, sod Hashem li yireyav uksiv. The hidden mysteries and what we get out of the mitzvahs is Sod Hashem Lireyev. Uksiv, Lo Asachen L'chagayu Mishpatim Bal Yidda'um. Right? Lo Asachen L'chagayu. The nations of the world don't have the understanding of the Mishpatim. Yeah, they know what Shabbos is. Yeah, they know that the Jews keep kosher. The nations of the world know this. But, kosher might not be a good example. Might be a chok. But either way, all the mitzvahs have a deep meaning that only the Jewish people knows. Ki helem Hashem in umos sodos haTorah umasal Yisrael al kein omar lo niflesi mimcha. Lo niflesi mimcha. When referring to the Tameh HaMitzvos, to the deep connection that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the special gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us with the mitzvahs. A non-Jew might be able to keep certain of the mitzvahs if he would want to. He could do the same thing. But he doesn't have the same experience. That's why lo niflesi mimcha, it's not too wondrous for you to understand. Kim yala levav chloma eich esa mitzvah below kavana. Kachamor nose svarim. If a person might think, how could I do this mitzvah if I don't have the understanding? If I don't have the understanding, this mitzvah, you know what? This mitzvah doesn't do anything for me. This mitzvah is not affecting me. This mitzvah doesn't talk to me, this one. We hear the kids say all the time, this mitzvah is irrelevant to me. It doesn't do anything. I'm like a chamor nosei svarim. I'm like a donkey carrying around svarim. It doesn't mean anything to me. Al ze amar eina davar kein, it's not true. El alo niflesi mimcha. Ki im nifloi masa Hashem in ha'umos, av alo mimcha, kamo shenemar, nifloi masecha v'nafshi yodas ma'od. Ki aluchos masa elokim heima v'nifloi me'emes min ha'umos, av al nafshi yodas ma'od. Ki shamata tfilasi al tasta mimeni mitzosecha. Hanemar al sodos ha'torah. Val ha'asiyah b'fol el amar, v'lo rechokahi. Lo mimcha levad, ela min kol ha'umos eino rechokim. Ki lo tziva Hashem lecha lahavi mimerchak eizo mitzvah. Ki b'karbonos amr chazal, lo etrachti alech lahavi karbon aminim she'enon b'shoscha. Ki im men bakar v'tzon she b'shoscha, mehem takish al kol ha'mitzvah shelo tziva lecha ha'kadosh baruch hu, lahavi mimerchak eizo darva l'mitzvah, ki medvarim ha'mitzuyin etzlecha. V'chazar opiros ha'rishon rishon. Ki ma shemati lo niflesi mimcha zeu achochma nesuna min hashamayin. Ki Hashem yitin chochma mipivdas usvuna. So again, how does the Kli Yakar read the Pesukim over here? Ki ha-mitzvah azoz asher anochi mitzavcha yom lasos lo niflesi mimcha v'lo rechoki. Niflesi means the tameh ha-mitzvos, means the drive and desire to do mitzvos, means the understanding of the mitzvos. That sometimes a person feels, this mitzvah doesn't talk to me. I didn't get anything out of it. I don't understand it. It doesn't do anything for me. So on that, the Chumash is saying, lo niflesi mimcha. It's not far from you. It might be far from the nations of the earth, but a Jew has to understand that he has this deep connection. V'lo rechokahi, that's referring to the action of the mitzvahs. Lo bashamayim hi. So lo bashamayim hi means that the reason is not too mysterious. It's not too high up. Don't think that the connection that you can get from Hashem, that's for the super spiritual people. That's for the people who wear the long frocks and the gartels and the payas and that. To get a connection from a mitzvah, we think that way. That's for the huge Torah scholars, that they're really totally impacted. No! Lo bashamayimi, it's not too much in the luft. It's not way up there. It's not too far away from you to get that connection. Upirish, again, that last paragraph here. Upirish al rishon rishon. Ki ma shamati l'niflesi mimchazeu ha-chochma nesuna min ha-shamayim. Ki Hashem yitin chochma bivdas usvuna. That understanding, that wisdom, to really fully comprehend and delve into the mitzvahs in a deep way, that comes from the Rabbonu Shel Olam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give it to you. Ki Hashem yitin chochma. You might think that that's for the people who can climb up to the heavens, the people who can think deeply, know that connection that you can get with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that deep understanding of the mysteries of the mitzvahs, that's also on the earth. He says again, Beficha v'lvavcha. So Beficha means the doing, and v'lvavcha means the thought. This is the theme that Rabbeinu Bechayei develops. So Rav Asher Weiss takes Rabbeinu Bechayei and takes him even a step further. Rav Asher Weiss writes like this. He says that So again, just to recap the Rabbeinu Bechaya, he says that what the Torah here is trying to tell us is that there are two parts to every mitzvah. There's the action of the mitzvah, and there's the thoughts behind the mitzvah. And the Torah is trying to stress for us that both halves are important, right? Rav Asher Weiss takes it in a similar direction. That, except Rav Asher moves away from the actions and he focuses on the thoughts, but he splits the thoughts into two types of thoughts. But it really boils down to a very similar idea, right? The briskers and the litvaks, they're very concerned about the actions, right? They're very concerned about the actions of a mitzvah. They want to make sure every mitzvah is done in exactly the right way in terms of your actions. And the chassidim are focused a lot on the thoughts. They're focused a lot on your kavanas. Shem yichid kid shebrichu. That you have to make sure that when you do a mitzvah, that there's a point to it. There's a relationship. There's the avas Hashem and the yiras Hashem. So says Rabbeinu Bechaya, a person should not focus too much on either of these, that they're both crucial. Both elements are crucial in the service of Hashem. You have to know what to do, and you have to also have a relationship with what you're doing. That we're not just automatons that just go through and do and do and do, but without thinking that, how is this action changing my relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yes, I abstain from all the 39 malachas of Shabbos, and yes, I make Kiddush, and I make hamotzi, and I, but did it change me as a person? Does it change my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? All the mitzvahs that we do, when we're thinking in Chodesh El of Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li Reshetavis El, so the question is, what's going to help us in this judgment is if there's a relationship there. And part of what needs changing in our mitzvah observance is not just the slapping on the tefillin and the going and the throwing it on and throwing it off and running through, but that there should be a relationship. Tefillin means a relationship. Put on the talis every day. It's a relationship. There's a connection happening when I do that. When I say a bracha, there's a relationship. Everything is about. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says we have to work on both aspects. We have to make sure that our actions are the actions that are supposed to be. We have to make sure that the thoughts and the ideas behind them are correct as well. Rav Asher Weiss takes it a step further. Rav Asher Weiss says that even within the realm of thoughts, there are two thoughts, and I think just in terms of pshat and the psukim, it's such a beautiful, beautiful explanation. He says there are two elements of thoughts that prevent a person from doing mitzvahs. He says, lo niflesi mimcha. That's a reference to, pela means something that I don't understand. Right? There's some mitzvahs that we just don't understand. And there's some things that happen to us in life that we just don't understand. There's sometimes when it's just not understandable what happens. And we have to understand that even though there are things that we don't understand, mitzvahs that we don't understand, chukim that we don't understand, that makes no sense. Things about Yiddishkeit that we feel make no sense. So says Rav Asher, the Torah is trying to teach us here, ki ha-mitzvah azos lo niflesi. So lo niflesi means it's not so wondrous, it's not something that's beyond your comprehension, or even if it is beyond your comprehension, that shouldn't bother you. Lo nifles al miyud ha-hesek. That is a reference to the people who don't do certain things, or don't do it with the proper excitement and energy. They say, this is a part of Yiddishkeit that I have to do even though I don't understand it. And they do it, therefore, they either don't do it well, or they don't do it at all, because they don't understand. Al miyud ha-hesek. Velo rechoka means al miyud ha-ratzon. In other words, sometimes what prevents us from doing things is our taivas, is the fact that it's not an intellectual problem that we have, but it's an emotional problem. There's two reasons that we don't do things, or two reasons that we don't do things properly. One reason is because our minds, we can't wrap our minds around it. The second reason is that we can't wrap our desires around it. There's two reasons why a person doesn't do things. So lo nifles refers to things that we don't comprehend well. And velo rechokahi, it's far away, are things that we don't have the desire to do. And therefore, the next pasuk continues. Lo bashamayim hi, so the Torah is saying, on those things that we think are beyond our comprehension, says the Rav Asher, You should know lo bashamayimi. It's not too difficult to comprehend. Sometimes if you'll stick around in the world long enough, things that we didn't understand when we were younger, all of a sudden when you get older, you understand. A lot of times, lo bashamayimi, it's not in the heavens, it's not beyond our comprehension. Velo me'ever layom. Velo me'ever layom means it's not beyond our ability, it's not beyond our desire, our ratzon, it's not beyond our desire to be able to do it. We do have the kochos, we do have the ratzon, we do have it. You just have to look deeper. You have to look deeper, or you have to try year after year, and the things that we thought we were able to get, the things that we thought that we would never be able to get, sometimes year after year after growing, right? We think, you know, as we're going through life, we sometimes think that certain things are out of our ability to accomplish. It's beyond my ability to do. I can't do it. Either because I don't understand it, makes no sense to me, or because my taivas are sending me in the wrong direction and I know there's no way I can do this. I know there's no way. So that's what the psukim are coming to highlight over. Ki a mitzvah azos, asher anochi mitzav chayom. And especially at the end of a year, and at the beginning of a new year, so there are all kinds of kochos happening in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's coming closer. It's a new opportunity. It's a chance to make new commitments. So the Torah over here in Parshas Nitzavim at the very end, right before Rosh Hashanah every year, is trying to teach us. And we shouldn't think that things are beyond our comprehension. And we shouldn't think that things are beyond our ability to achieve. And he says, this is pshat in the pasuk. This is his own pshat. Lev tahar berali Elokim. Veruach nachon chadesh bekirbi. Lev tahar berali Elokim. Veruach nachon chadesh bekirbi. He wants to say it like this. Lev tahar berali Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Chodesh El. There's a couple of days left before Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lev tahar berali Elokim. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me the heart to desire, to want to get close to you, to want to do the mitzvahs with all of my fiber and all of my being. Give me the heart, help me have the desire to really want to do everything the way I'm supposed to. Help me put those taivas and the desires and the things that cause a lack of will and a lack of ratzon on a yetzahara taiva level. Help give me a pure heart to desire to be close to you, to desire to want with all of my soul and all my being to be close to you. That's one dimension that we ask Hashem for. V'ruach nachon chadesh bekirbi, he says. What's the ruach nachon chadesh bekirbi? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me the mind. Give me the brains. Give me the new understanding, the new spirit, to understand things that I never understood before. Give me the wisdom to be able to comprehend all of the understandings of why you did what you did, of why you command what you command, of why I do what I do. That's the two dimensions that the Torah is talking about over here. And connected these two things, also he says, Beficha uvilvavcha lasoso, he says, Ki karo velecha adavar ma'od, when will these dimensions of Torah be doable for us? When will they be doable for us? Ki karo velecha adavar ma'od, Beficha uvilvavcha lasoso. He says, how does a Jew conquer these two problems? The things that we don't understand and the things that we don't want to do. So again, the things that we don't understand, the Litvak, the Brisker says, the things that you don't understand, what do you have to do? Study Torah! Study Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Sanhedrin, Gittin Kiddushin, Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Brura. You have to study. People say, I don't understand. This makes no sense to me. Did you ever open up the book and actually sit from Aleph to Tav and sit and learn the whole thing through? Did you ever sit and analyze it? Did you ever do it? You don't understand. Okay. So sit down and learn. Says Rav Asher, Ki karo ve'lecha adavar ma'od. How can you overcome these things that I don't understand? Doesn't make any sense to me. So the first thing is beficha, right? Lo yomush sefer atoyra azemi picha. Lo yomush sefer atoyra azemi picha. Beficha means by sitting and studying. That's the first step. That's the thing, by learning. But omek, by learning things in depth, by spending some time and learning on a Shabbos, a long Shabbos afternoon, to sit, spend some time to learn, to delve into a topic, to study, that will give you the understanding. That will help you with the lo bashamayim. So there's a beautiful parallelism in the psukim, right? Lo niflesi means something is too distant for me to comprehend. It's a pella. It's wondrous. It's not so distant. Lo bashamayim. It's not in the heavens. Ki karv elecha beficha. Beficha means through the study of Torah. The study of Torah is what can give a person the comprehension. Uvilvavcha. And if you say you don't have the heart, if you say you don't have the desire, so there, if you're from the Lithuanian school, you'll study Musar. If you're from the Hasidish school, you'll study Hasidus. Uvilvavcha. We have to not only work on our brains through the study of Torah, but we have to work on our hearts through the study of Musar, through the study of Musar, through the study of the Hasidish ideas of the duties of the heart, through the studies of what it means to have a relationship with the master of the universe, what it means to have a relationship, what it means to be somebody who walks around feeling that at every step of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interacting with him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding him. A person has to walk around feeling bilvavcha. He has to feel that his heart is connected. Leiv tahar birali elokim. He has to feel that he has that connection. He has to feel that that with every mitzvah there's going to be a change in the love. I do for Hashem. I put on tefillin every morning because I'm in love. I put on the talis because I'm in love. I keep the Shabbos. I daven on the Shabbos. I sing zmiras at the table on Shabbos because I'm in love. Because there's a relationship here. There's something changing. Ki karov elecha adavar ma'od beficha. That's the study of Torah that helps a person understand. Uvilvavcha, that's the study of Musar, or that's the study of Chasidus, or Inyane Machshava, Inyane Hashkafa, that helps a person to desire. And hopefully, through learning those things, a person, through learning both things, through learning the Nigla of the Halacha and the Gemara, a person will come to a deeper understanding. And through learning the Nistar of the Hashkafa, of the Machshava, of the thought processes of learning about what it means to be an Eved Hashem, a servant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will affect a person's heart. And that will come to La'asoso, that will come to a person to have the complete Shleimus HaVodah. So in the last few minutes, Rabosa, we have a last couple of days before each of us is going to be standing in front of the Ribbono Shlom as he comes in judgment. Let's try to work on understanding al shlosh dvarim ha'ol or momed al Torah v'al avodah l'gvias chasadim. Let's try to accept upon ourselves more opportunities for Torah study. Life changes. People have different opportunities. The kids move out of the house. Things have more opportunities, more abilities for us. In Torah, in avodah, in tefillah, in gvias chasadim, that's the three pillars of the world. Let's remember that every mitzvah has dibur, ma'aseh, machshava. Every single mitzvah has understanding, has thoughts about it, and has speaking, has speech, has Torah study thoughts, and has action to it. Let's try to remember that not only to focus on the actions, but also to focus on the thoughts. And within the thoughts themselves, says Rav Asher, within the thoughts, there's two types of thoughts that prevent us from the complete avodah. There's the thoughts of things we don't understand and the thoughts of things that we just don't want to do. We don't have the taiva, the desire to do, because our taivas have sent us in the wrong direction. So hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these last few days before Rosh Hashanah, will give us the ability to fix these areas. And most importantly, Anila Dodi Dodi Li, Shem Shem David Pincus writes in the Sfarim, there's two ways that a person can be zocha to a good year, a good judgment. The first is if he actually changes his actions. But the other one is on those actions that he can't change, at least he feels that he's enveloped in the hug of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's enveloped. At least I'm close. At least I'm trying. At least I'm working. I'm on your team. I feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in my life. So hopefully these last few days we can focus and think of trying to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu to our life in these ways in each of us. Each of us and each of our families through the renewed commitment to growth of the new year and the new commitments. Not massive big commitments that I'm going to totally change my life and become a different person. No. The small things really change a person's life. To accept upon ourselves. Every person should before Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for you, this is my small acceptance for the year. This is my small thing that I'm going to change. Something doable, something that I really have wanted for a long time to change. This is going to be my small Kabbalah. And hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take that these small karbanos that we're putting on and the Limud HaTorah, and we should all be zochish in our families and lanu l'chol beis Yisrael. Aksiva v'chasim atova, a good gebet shtyar. It should be a healthy and successful and prosperous year for us, all of our families, and all the Jewish people.
Amen. Amen.